Hurricane Ivan's landfall is still uncertain, but five Florida counties and a Louisiana parish want the people who live there to leave. The front of the hurricane could reach the U.S. mainland tomorrow. Meanwhile, in politics in Florida, Democrats are worried about Hurricane Ralph, meaning the independent presidential candidate Ralph Nader, blamed by many Dems for costing Al Gore the last presidential election. Yesterday, Florida's election director ruled Mr. Nader should be on the ballot this year as the Reform Party candidate in that state because of Hurricane Ivan. Here to update us on Mr. Nader's campaign is NPR political editor Ken Rudin. Ken, let's start with the situation in Florida. What happened?
Well, last week, a Democratic judge in northern Florida ruled that the Reform Party was really a shell of its former self and said that Ralph Nader did not deserve a place on the ballot. Yesterday, Glenda Hood, the Republican appointed by Jeb Bush, the governor Jeb Bush, Glenda Hood decided that because the deadline for absentee ballots and overseas ballots is looming, it's coming this Saturday, Ralph Nader should be on the ballot, at least for now, just so there wouldn't be more confusion when the ballots are printed. So the Democrats are screaming foul. They say it's a plot by Jeb Bush and his brother to ensure the reelection of President Bush. But right now, as of right now, Ralph Nader will be on the Florida ballot.
There was going to be some kind of meeting or court case about this tomorrow. And the elections director said, well, we might have to cancel that because of Hurricane Ivan, so we better go ahead and just in case, we'll put him on the ballot.
Well, and of course, Florida has all these memories from 2000, and all the controversy of 2000 stems from what happened in Florida when basically Ralph Nader got 97,000 votes and George Bush won the state by 537 votes. So the only reason we're talking about Ralph Nader is what happened in Florida 4 years ago.
He's pretty much had to qualify this year for ballots state by state. Where else is his name going to be on the ballot when people go to the polls?
Well, not only does he have to qualify state by state, but he also has to fight the efforts of Democrats in almost every state challenging him. One of the reasons Ralph Nader will be on the Michigan ballot is because Republicans got him the signatures. But if you go to other states, it's been Democrats and on some states, Democratic officials who have worked very hard to do everything they can to keep Nader off the ballot. But having said that, this week, Ralph Nader was got on the ballot in Minnesota, which was a very close state in 2000, is expected to be very close again in 2004. Nader got 5% there 4 years ago. He's also on the ballot, and for example, in New Mexico. Al Gore won the state, New Mexico, 4 years ago by 366 votes, and obviously Ralph Nader's presence on the ballot there is expected to hurt John Kerry. He's also on the ballot in a state like Maine. Maine should be a Democratic state. It's always been thought to be a Democratic state, but a poll this week by Zogby shows that the two candidates, Bush and Kerry, essentially tied. In a race that could be very, very close between Bush and Kerry, any kind of votes picked up by Ralph Nader could hurt the Democratic cause. You know, Democrats are still blaming Ralph Nader for Al Gore's defeat in 2000. But then yesterday when we saw about the assault weapons gun, I said, well, maybe it was the guns that defeated Al Gore. The point is, Al Gore didn't even win his home state in 2000. Had he won Tennessee, we wouldn't be talking about Ralph Nader. We wouldn't be talking about Florida. But if we weren't talking about that, then I wouldn't be on your show. So that wouldn't be good.
Let me just ask you this. There are other third parties, fourth or fifth or sixth parties, I guess. There are people like the Greens. Are they going to make any difference this year? Do they ever?
Well, in the history of third-party politics, they have made a difference. A lot of people think that George Wallace took enough working-class Democrats away from Hubert Humphrey in 1968 to give the election to Richard Nixon. Ross Perot's attack on then-President Bush, the first President Bush in 1992, many Republicans think he's responsible for Bush's defeat in 1992. But for the most part, these candidates don't make much of a difference. They get under 1% of the vote. In fact, Ralph Nader in the year 2000 only got 2.7% of the vote. But the fact is, he got enough votes in states like Florida and New Hampshire that many Democrats feel denied Al Gore the presidency.
NPR political editor Ken Rudin. Can he come back soon?
Oh, please have me.